Nova. Power to Lusaka. Powering up Lusaka City. Power FM in Lusaka, where stars are made and played. Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, our Kabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Independent Nkana MP Binwa Mfundu has joined and pledged support for the Brian Munduwide-led Tonse Alliance. Opposition leader Tewinga backs president's call for peace and development. In international news, rights groups urge Senegal authorities to protect LGBT community amid wave of homophobia. And in sports, Inderi eyes second place in Women's Super League.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Independent Nkana Member of Parliament and leader of the Ichavaiche movement, Binwa Mfundu, has joined the Brian Munduwide-led Tonse Alliance, endorsing him as a presidential candidate for the upcoming 13th August general election. Mr. Mfundu stated that his decision to take the movement to the alliance is driven by a commitment to unity and the interests of suffering Zambians, who he said have been subjected to threats that have the potential to erode the country's democracy. He emphasized that this decision was made after careful consideration, not on impulse. Meanwhile, Mr. Mfundu expressed concern over the growing trend of compromising the justice system to settle political scores.
Fellow citizens, you may be aware or you may want to know, this decision we are making today has not been made out of impulse. This decision we are making today has been out of serious consideration, extensive consultation, oftentimes frustrated. Even now I'm still frustrated. But today is not about my interest, today is about the interest of this country. So today, in bold letters, I say to you, Aditya Raiche, we have chosen unity in the face of a common enemy, an enemy to our democracy, an enemy to our economy, and an enemy to the rule of law. You all are aware. For some of you who thought that this enemy is after just a selected few, unfortunately you've seen this enemy pursuing almost everyone, from the politicians to the clergy. Just a few months ago, if not a month ago, you saw them going after one of the accomplished clergy.
In another development, President Hakainde Hichilema has reaffirmed the government's commitment to ensuring a free, fair, credible and peaceful general election. His assurance comes just 176 days before Zambia heads to the polls and follows serious concerns raised by political stakeholders regarding the credibility of the August 13th general election. Speaking during his presidential address on the progress made in the application of national values and principles, President Hichilema said the political landscape is favorable. Meanwhile, the head of state questioned the stance of critics of Bill 7, saying it is interesting that some leaders who did not support the proposed legislation are now pushing for the creation of new constituencies, adding that there are growing calls for additional constituencies. The development, he said, highlights the relevance of the reforms that were previously opposed. The head of state noted that the delimitation process is receiving support across the country, citing ongoing grassroots engagements by the Electoral Commission of Zambia. He emphasized that proposed reforms are intended to promote inclusive development and equitable representation.
Over the last 4 years, we have made progress in fostering patriotism and national unity. We have made steady progress in promoting Zambian products, starting with our own marketing, to support businesses and our hard-working and industrious citizens. Government has also strengthened local content policies. You all follow that. In fact, you approved those in this action. and we thank you for that. Last year, we issued statutory instrument number 68 of 2025 on the promotion of local content in the mining sector after a long and orchestrated negotiation process. We are pleased to say, Madam Speaker, this is now in place. This has created more opportunities for local suppliers to be awarded contracts, which means more jobs and more income for Zambians.
The head of state has further reaffirmed government's commitment to safeguarding citizens from harmful online activities, warning that abuse of social media platforms will not be tolerated. President Hichilema said while social media has created new opportunities for innovation, entrepreneurship, self-expression and information sharing, it has also become a platform for spreading harmful content. The head of state noted that fake news, misinformation, disinformation and hate speech were increasingly being propagated online, describing hate speech as particularly concerning. He further observed that digital platforms are being misused to commit cybercrimes and harass innocent citizens, including women, the girl child and men. He stressed that criminal conduct remains a crime regardless of whether it is committed physically or through social media platforms, calling on citizens to use digital platforms responsibly and productively, urging Zambians to uphold national values in their online interactions.
Created new opportunities for innovation, yes, we agree. Entrepreneurship, yes, we agree. Self-expression, yes, we agree. And information sharing among us, our people. Sadly, some of our people are using social media to spread harmful content. Fake news. Very sad, Madam Chair. Misinformation, disinformation, and waste of all hate speech. Waste of all hate speech. Social media is also being used to commit cyber crimes and harass innocent citizens, including the girl child, women, and it's true, men as well. It's very true. In this regard, Madam Speaker, we continue to reform the legal framework to protect the public from harmful online behavior and cyber crime. Madam Speaker, a crime is a crime, done in physical or through social media. Please, let's remember that.
The Leader of the Opposition in the National Assembly, Mafinga Member of Parliament Robert Chavinga, has commended President Hakainde Hichilema for what he described as a comprehensive and forward-looking address on national values and principles. Speaking in a statement, Mr. Chavinga said the opposition supports the President's call for peaceful, free and fair elections ahead of the August 13th general elections, stressing that peace is a collective responsibility beyond party lines. In international news, Zimbabwe has become one of the first countries globally to launch a national program for lenacapavir, a twice-yearly injectable HIV preventable drug, marking a major milestone in the country's fight to end AIDS as a public threat. Still in international news, international rights groups are calling on Senegal to protect the rights of LGBT people amid a wave of homophobia in the West African country. We monitored African news.
International rights groups are calling on Senegal to protect LGBT people amid a wave of homophobia in the West African country. Earlier this month, 12 men were arrested in Dakar on charges of acts against nature and the intentional transmission of HIV. They include a popular television reporter and a well-known musician. Media coverage of the arrests is now fueling fear and stigma within the LGBT community. HIV-focused health workers say they're also worried about being implicated. Hostility towards homosexuality has increased in Senegal in recent years, and so-called unnatural acts are already punishable by up to 5 years in prison. But two recent parliamentary efforts to toughen penalties have both failed. Now the conservative Muslim group Together to Protect Values is urging the government to further criminalise homosexuality. It's threatening to start a nationwide campaign if new laws aren't enacted by April. Human Rights Watch is urging Senegal to release those detained and repeal discriminatory laws.
More news still to come on Power FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Akabwe,